Heliobeam, The World Is Yours. And before that, demo number one by Hydraulic Hands, or Hydraulic Hand. My apologies. Welcome back to Sierra Moose Radio. Let's talk about some books. I like books. This has been a huge year for reading for me. I've talked about it, and I'm going to continue to talk about it. finished two books since we last spoke. Last Days by Adam Neville, which I talked about. It's got sort of the vibes of a found footage, but is not presented as such. Two guys get hired to make a documentary about a doomsday cult or a cult or whatever. And Lovecraftian horrors ensue. I really enjoyed it. It stumbled in a few places and I found the ending to be a bit, in general, it was a pretty fun read, and I'm actually looking forward to checking out some more from Adam Neville. One that I wanted to mention is a graphic novel called Nowhere by John Clayter. It's a Canadian book that came out this year. I loved it. I picked it up. My wife recommended it while I was waiting to pick her up from work in the library, and I just sort of sat and read it, and it took me about half hour, and it was lovely. It's got kind of a Twin Peaksy energy, which I like, but it's apparently aimed at a younger audience. I didn't find it to be super young, but it was a lot of fun to read. And I really recommend it if you like kind of a strange, disjointed, you know, this is reality, but it doesn't feel right kind of thing. I don't want to spoil too much because I think it's worth going and picking up from your local library. That, once again, was Nowhere by John Clayter. And again, I said that's a Canadian book. And I'll read here. I'll read you the, let's see here. I will read you the first paragraph of the description. That'll be plenty. Drawn by a mysterious force, 12-year-old Joel and his terrible parents have just arrived in yet another nondescript small town. There's a diner, a movie theater, a motel, and a bar, but this time things seem different, especially when suddenly, out of nowhere, a giant cube appears on the edge of town. I just really enjoyed it. It really looks at the things that we are prepared to ignore, and I think that's really interesting. So check it out. I also started reading Walking Practice by Dwoki Min. I'm like 30 pages in, and it's maybe so far my favorite book that I've read this year. It's truly insane, and disturbing and bizarre, and has a lot to say and a really interesting way of saying it. So Walking Practice by Dwoki Min, I'm giving it a recommend already, and I have not finished it. So if you're looking for something weird, about an alien, it says Squid Game meets The Left Hand of Darkness meets Under the Skin. I don't know what The Left Hand of Darkness is, and I don't think it's Squid Game. I think that's just because the author is Korean, which is kind of weird promotion to me. After crashing their spacecraft in the middle of nowhere, a shape-shifting alien find themselves stranded on an unfamiliar planet, disabled by Earth's gravity. To survive, they need to practice walking, and what better way than to hunt for food? As they discover, humans are delicious. Really, really good. Really interesting so far. Short book, too, so check it out. Check it out. Frickin' do it. And if you haven't checked it out yet, I wrote a piece on themarsh.ca just about getting back into books and how it's felt so far. So you can check that out, themarsh.ca. The post is called 2026, the year I broke my reading slump. I'm really enjoying it so far and intend to continue. So join me. Let's be reading pals. Also, the first time in a while, I watched a couple of movies. I have not been watching movies. So let's talk about the movies that I watched. The first one is a new one. I think it's on Shudder, called Body Cam. And I think truly what I found the most interestingly believable part is that they spend the first 20 some minutes of the movie worrying about how to cover up the fact that they murdered a guy than they do about the demonic shit that's happening around them. And that felt very true to Cops to me. You know, that was nice. These just sort of incompetent folks. It's fine. It probably could have been a 20-minute, 30-minute short, or like a segment of VHS, a VHS movie, you know? But, you know, if you've seen everything else, you could do much worse. Other one I watched was called Demon, but stylized to be Demo_N. Again, fine, fun little screen life horror. I don't have a huge amount to say about it. It's the characters have some good chemistry. There's some clumsy writing. It is what it is. But yeah, I've been continuing to, I just haven't been watching a lot of movies. And that happens, you know, every year. It's different, the things that will catch my attention. I've been doing a lot of, a lot of reading this year. And so things take a back seat sometimes. So there you go. There's my recommendations. I guess what comes out of that is I think you should all read Nowhere and Walking Practice. Those are, of the things I have mentioned so far, the things I think you should give your time to. So there you go. And also wrestling. Watch wrestling because it's fun and good. Actually, good. We're going to play some Girl Cock now. Yeah, that's right. This song is called Procedural Identity Annihilation by a Quebec band called Girl Cock, and it absolutely rules. What else can you say? You're going to get exactly what you're going to get. Here you go. We'll be right back.
gotta deal with it. Tiny disembodied bits, I got things to burn tomorrow. Hacking rugs in my wonton. Up the hill, the children run. Shooting hares with pellet guns. I pile them in the wheelbarrow.
Bushwing's Fire Pit Song, and before that, Procedural Identity Annihilation by Girlcock. I thought I'd give you some of the old Syrup Moose Radio whiplash on that one. Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff. We got one more little chunk here, another song, and then we'll start to say our goodbyes. I can't believe it. I talked about the movies and books. Let's talk about games, because I do like to play games. This last week has been dominated by two things, Magic the Gathering and Pokemon Fire Red. Yeah, been playing those. Not on the Switch. I've been emulating it. Of course, in a completely non-illegal way, whatever. But it's been fun. I've been really enjoying it. I want to try and play through each kind of generation. You know, the nostalgia is nice, and the it's sort of repetitive, but in a good way. I've kind of combined it so that I can get the exclusives from the other version as well as not have to do trades. So that's fun. I think it's fun. Whatever. I paired out my Magic collection and ordered some singles for my birthday, which is coming up in 10 days. Nope. Today's the, what is it? In like 12 days, I think. Tuesday the 17th. It's in a week. Good Lord. I'm going to be 37 in a week. That's interesting. Interesting. We'll talk about that next week, I guess, because the show comes out next week on my birthday. Isn't that fun? Birthday special. We'll see how I celebrate it. So I went through and made excessive wish lists, and I'm having a blast kind of fine-tuning my collection instead. I finally understand the appeal of buying singles. I was a real advocate for ripping packs, but then I ended up with like 1,000-something cards that I didn't like them all. So why not make a collection full of cards that you like, right? I actually gave 400-some cards away to a buddy and his kiddos, so pretty fun, I think. It's just nice. It's just some nice things. So, I'm going to keep playing through Fire Red and... And then I think next is Crystal. I know they came out on reverse order there, but I wanted to play Fire Red because it's the remake of Red and Blue. So there we go. I wanted to play the original without the kind of stuff from the original that maybe hasn't aged well. And honestly, there's some stuff in Fire Red that's a bit tedious too, but I'm having fun with it, and I'm going to continue to do so. And you can't stop me. I know it just got a Switch release recently, but I didn't get it. So, yeah. All right, folks, listen up. I want to hear from you. I want to hear the things that you've been watching and reading and listening to. Give me your recommendations. What have you been playing? What are you up to? I want to know. And you can let me know by emailing me at syrupmoosrecords@gmail.com. I love hearing from people, and I hope you will get in touch. We are going to play a song here by Bleeding Robots Club, and then when I come back, I'll do the wind-up, the wrap-up of the show. And then you're going to hear one more song, but we'll get to that later. Bleeding Robots Club, Small Changes on Syrup Moose Radio. I'll see you in a few minutes. That was Bleeding Robots Club with Small Changes. This is Syrup Moose Radio. Oh, it's been a pleasure. It has been a true delight to be here with all of you. If you want to catch this show, you can and you should. It is on all over the place. So let's let you know where you can listen to it, shall we? You can catch this show on my home station, 93.9 FM CICK in Smithers. You can catch it 90.1 FM CJSF in Burnaby, BC, 102.7 FM CKMS in Waterloo, Ontario, 88.3 FM CKXU in Lethbridge, Alberta, 88.7 FM CFUR in Prince George. And like I've said a couple of times, I'm fairly certain This episode will be the first one available on Untidy Radio. So if you're listening to me at any of those places, thank you so much. If you want to reach out to the show at any time, you can do so by emailing syrupmooserecords@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram at themarsh.ca, which is D-O-T-C-A. You can also find themarsh.ca on Facebook, facebook.com/themarsh.ca. Again, spell the word dot. I've got like 3 YouTube channels, 2 of which I actually use. There's a Marsh and a Syrup Moose Records channel. There's a Ko-fi that you can join, ko-fi.com/themarsh. You can join my Telegram channel. You can find me on Storygraph, Letterboxd, or Album of the Year as Old Cryptid. So many ways to engage with the content. You can find all of those links over at themarsh.ca/contact. That is where I keep those particular links. You can find every single episode of this show that has ever existed at smithersradio.com. I do this show every week. This is the 103rd, I think. So go check out Smithers Radio, support them, support every station that I'm on. It's very cool, I think, to be able to do this weird nonsense that I do. Speaking of the weird nonsense that I do, you can also at themarsh.ca/projects see the currently 7 different things that I'm working on. Megafauna, my main project, my main music project, Grum Trencher, the Dungeon Synth project, Venereal, the Doomer Noise project, Syrup Moose Radio, Syrup Moose Records, What Even Is This, and Holy Forest Design, the 7 different things that I am working on, which is insane, I think. I don't know what I'm thinking half the time. Do not forget to go and order yourself a copy of Facets, the remix album from Am I in Trouble and Shift Control Music. There are links. Go get them. It's going to be extremely good. You heard one at the beginning of this. Please buy the Tide Harvester album over on Syrup Moose Records. That would be very cool of you as well. And, of course, next month when the Grum Trencher album comes out, you should get that. And guess what? The month after that, the Venereal album comes out. Oh, boy. There's a lot going on in my life. And like I said, too, I'm almost done making tapes. All these outstanding Syrup Moose Records tapes, they're coming. I hope you're ready. They're beautiful. I honestly am just going to be really glad to get them out of my house and put it all behind me. All right, we got one more song coming up here by a Wilhelm Scream. Somebody's Gonna Die. That is from their new album. Real cool band I remember from my youth. So we're going to play that to play us out. Like I said, please visit themarsh.ca. Everything that I'm doing is there. And I would be eternally grateful for you to do that. If nothing else, go have a look at the playlist for this episode so that you can find and support all the artists on it. I post them all at themarsh.ca as well as they're available on smithersradio.com. I do put playlists on Apple Music. If you want, that's also a thing that you can do. All right. Thank you so much, folks. I will be back next week. And this is a Wilhelm Scream with Somebody's Gonna Die. Good night. Somebody's gonna die. Let the bodies hit the floor.
to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.